This is one of the most significant passages in the Gospels from the practical living out of our Christian life. Missionaries in India have to often live in hostile territories and conditions, and hostility to Christian missionaries are on the increase. In 1995, Sister Rani Maria, a Franciscan Clarist nun working among the landless people in Udayanagar, Mirzapur, in the Madhya Pradesh state of central India, was going in a bus towards a city named Indore when a man named Samandar Singh stabbed her from the back. Sister Rani Maria jumped off the bus as Singh began stabbing, but he followed and continued to stab her even after she fell to the roadside. Singh must have stabbed her 50 times. A court handed Singh the life sentence 1 year after the murder. However, Sister Maria's younger sister, Selmi Paul, herself a Franciscan Clarist nun, went to the prison at Indore in the year 2002 and 2003 and tied a rakhi, which is the Hindu symbol of brotherliness, on Singh and symbolically accepted him as her brother. Even more remarkably, she did it for the person who murdered her sister. Singh, now 33 years old, addresses Sister Selmi as Didi, which means elder sister, and the nun in turn calls him Chota Bhai, which means younger brother. Sister Selmi said she forgave Singh the moment she touched the severely gashed body of her elder sister. Meditating on the crucifix, she added, further strengthened her eventually to adopt him as her brother. Here we notice love for one's enemy in his true form. Jesus not only taught to love one's enemies, but also practiced it himself on the cross when he forgave those who crucified him. Often there is resistance in solving differences, problems and enmities with other people. The best first step is to pray for one's enemies. Once we do that, we experience a mutual softening of attitudes. Of course, this first should take us to the question, if I can pray for my enemies, why can't I live in peace with others in the first instance? Such questioning would perhaps lead us to an improvement of life. Amen.